Now, the United States has announced new measures against Russia in response to Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. Now, Washington has asked Moscow to close its consulate in San Francisco and to annex buildings in Washington, D.C. and New York City. The U.S. State Department said closures must be completed by Saturday. It expressed hope the two sides can avoid further retaliatory measures. The U.S., however, warned that it's prepared to take further action if necessary. Russia slammed the move. Now, in a phone call with his U.S. counterpart Rex Tillerson, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov expressed regret over this decision. Last month, Russia ordered the United States to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half to 455 people. This after U.S. Congress overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against Russia. And joining us out of Atlanta, Georgia, for more of the stories, Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor and columnist at Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Dean. Thanks for joining us. Now, more tit-for-tat moves. This flies directly in the face of what a campaigning Donald Trump had promised the American people. Your thoughts, please.
Well, I think he does speak with a forked tongue. He said he wanted to improve relations with Russia. He was kind of blaming most of the problems on Congress. And here he is responding with something that was not necessary. The U.S. started this initially. Russia was very, very patient. They gave Trump months to basically straighten the issue out. They did not. And then Russia did something that really educated a lot of people, is they brought the U.S. mission down to parity with what they had in the U.S. And everybody learned that the U.S. had a huge embassy staff in Russia, much larger than what the Russians had here. So it really was an aggressive move. It was a parody move on Russia. And now with these additional closures, Russia's probably going to take additional measures. It wouldn't surprise me if they close some consulates themselves. So this is just going to get more ridiculous. And it really looks like two children on the U.S.'s part having a schoolyard fight.
And how do you think that this impacts, you know, a world stability, global stability and peace? These are two world superpowers that are, through these tit-for-tat moves, drifting farther and farther away from each other as far as peace and cooperation goes. Your thoughts?
Well, it kind of makes everybody wonder, does the State Department and these people have nothing to do than generate embassy staff wars when we have so many serious problems going on in the world? Is it a diversion, part of just painting Russia as the big bad wolf, like they did with Iran once and they're continuing to do, and they did with Ukraine? But the public is really getting tired of this. Everybody thinks it's very infantile, very manipulative, and it's just a way for them to keep the public's mind occupied, so that they can't focus in on some of the major things that aren't getting done. And the list for that is very long here in the U.S.
Thank you much for joining us, Mr. Jim W. Dean out of Atlanta, Georgia, managing editor and columnist at Veterans Today.